Joining us now is a man celebrating Christmas, probably in a much warmer climate than Tom Renz, who's in Ohio. Joining us now is the one, the only, Roger Stone. StoneColdTruth.com is the website. That's a new backdrop. Where are you tonight, Roger?
Tonight, I'm in Omaha, Nebraska, where I have just experienced the first time a Nebraska tornado. Brandon, it's quite an experience. I'm here speaking on behalf of Jackson Lawmeyer, who's running for the U.S. Senate against Rhino James Lankford. We had a fundraiser tonight in Omaha. Some conservatives here had a terrific fundraiser. He is the challenger. I predict to you right now he's going to win. And he's an America First candidate. If you're more interested, go to jacklaw.us. You can learn more about him. But I just gave a speech for him here and happy to do it.
Excellent. Cool. Good for you. So you heard about the tornadoes in Kentucky and all that, right?
Yes. I saw that
Tennessee.
Eric Swalwell, the Congress from California, blamed the tornadoes on Senator Rand Paul.
Oh, wow. I mean,
one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen in all the years I've been in politics.
Yeah, well, I was laying in bed the other night. It was like 1:32 in the morning watching the local weather guy. And there's two of them, and they kept showing all this huge red mass coming our direction. And he kept saying to one weather guy to the other weather guy, kept saying, and these guys have been around a while. I mean, I've been watching them for years. He said, one guy says to the other, this is the worst I've ever seen. This is the worst I've ever seen. And he's telling everybody to put on your football helmets, put on your biking helmets, put on your shoes, get in your closet. Because here in the South, in the Mid-South, a lot of us don't have basements because the water table is too high. Get in your closet, get in your bathtub, get on a helmet. You know, this is the worst I've ever seen. And my wife looked at me. She said, are we just going to keep laying here watching? I'm like, yeah, I mean, for right now, yeah. And within 10 minutes, he gave us the all clear. But that's the first time I've ever heard a weatherman say, this is the worst I've ever seen. And he was right, because it ended up being like a 100-year storm doing damage not too many hours away from us over in Kentucky. Just heartbreaking. I think the death toll now is well over 100. So, yeah, they're nothing to fool around with. And people in the Midwest and the South, they know that. I don't know if you guys get a lot of tornadoes down in Florida, but I think you have before, haven't you? Of course, you get hurricanes. You get hurricanes.
We get hurricanes, yeah. And they're hard. We are praying fervently for those people hurt or injured who lost property in the Midwest. I mean, that's one of the best things you can do. I'm living proof that Jesus Christ can do anything. The fact that I'm even here with you today, given the fact that I was essentially targeted with the death sentence by the deep state because I refused to turn my back on Donald Trump. Anybody who wonders about the power of prayer and the power of Jesus Christ, take a look at Roger Stone. I'm right back here on the ramparts fighting for the Constitution, for freedom, only because I put my faith in the Lord.
Absolutely. That's awesome, Roger. All right, Roger, I don't want to get our time to get away from us. I want to get it all in. First of all, I want to tell you, I did not see it. I did not go watch it because I refused to watch it, but I did hear it reported. I cannot believe we have human beings on this planet that would do what they did over the weekend with a Saturday Night Live so-called skit, that there's not a producer, not sponsors, not cast members who say, I'm sorry, that's just a bridge too far. We're not doing that. I mean, this shows the dehumanization. You know, I have warned for years to my audience about the marginalize, characterize, criminalize, and harassing, terrorize. You know, this stage. We've seen it done in other countries and other places in history. You know, the marginalize, characterize, demonize, legalize the terrorizing and terrorize. We've seen that. And we have the dehumanization now going on of people. And they've done this now to you over and over and over. But now they're targeting your sweet wife. I could not believe that NBC let that air.
Yeah, for people who don't know what we're referring to, over the weekend, Michael Che, who's a not very funny comedian, made a joke that because I refused to cooperate with the January Commission Committee in Congress, which is a witch hunt, that my wife should be gang raped by members of the committee. That's what he said. That's a hate crime. My wife is 75 years old. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. battling cancer, a fight, I must tell you, through the grace of God. And this is a hate crime. But the worst part is not a single member of the committee, Brandon, has denounced this. Not a single member of the January committee who are speaking my testimony regarding something I know nothing whatsoever about and wasn't before. Now they say, because I won't cooperate.
Hold on, Roger. You're breaking up really bad, Roger. Is there, I don't know why, because your picture is crystal clear. Is there background noise or anything in the room, like music playing in the background?
We should be okay. Is that any better?
Oh, his picture's not full res, but for some reason, it was just really breaking up about every other word. So
all right, I'm gonna move you to a different place. Is that any better?
Yeah, let's try that. And if it doesn't work, we'll just call you on the phone because we have a graphic of you. We always have a graphic as a backup.
All right.
So none of the thank you, Roger. So none of the committee have come out and condemned that.
No. There's absolute silence from Adam Schiff and Stephanie Murphy and all of the, or Liz Cheney. This is vile. I mean, it's repugnant that someone would go on television and make a joke about gang raping someone because they have political differences. But that's what happened. Look, the committee wants my testimony. I've already said I'm going to invoke my testimony.
All right, you're breaking up about every other word. Hang up real quick, Roger. We're going to turn around and call you back. We got a graphic of Roger. You need his phone in there, number in there, Logan? You there, Roger?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you for being so flexible tonight. All right. So let's pick it back up where we were. I just did a plug for MyPillow while we were at it. So no one on the committee has condemned what Saturday Night Live did regarding talking about your wife in that manner.
No, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, you're absolutely right. There's no civility in politics. They're trying to dehumanize me. So it's bad enough that 29 FBI agents stormed my home at 6 o'clock in the morning to arrest me for a completely fabricated crime. That I'm accused of lying to Congress about matters that Mueller admits in his final report never happened. There was no Russian collusion for me to lie about. He admits that he had no evidence of my involvement in Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration. But since then, as you know, I've had 17 totally baseless, unsubstantiated, groundless harassment civil suits filed against my wife and I. 11 of them have been dismissed. That cost me $500,000.
Wow.
I still have 6 to go, including a totally bogus lawsuit by the Biden Justice Department over my 2007 income taxes. Now, Hunter Biden took in $30 million from the Chinese. He's paid not a penny in taxes. We have evidence of sex with underage children. We have evidence of lobbying without registering, which Paul Manafort went to prison for, yet Hunter Biden is unscathed, yet they're harassing me about my 2007 taxes. Let me explain this. They bankrupt you, and then they wonder why you can't make your payments under a payment agreement. It's an absurdity, and now they want to drag me before the January 6th committee, despite the fact that they know that I wasn't there and know nothing about it. And as you mentioned, Saturday Night Live, in a comedy skit with the comedian Michael Che, who's not even minimally funny, says that my wife should be gang raped by members of the committee because I refuse to cooperate. That's what passes for entertainment at NBC. So I've got a heck of a fight on my hands. People can help me by going to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. Or you can go to MyPillow and use the promo code STONE, although I won't take anything from you, Brandon. But, yeah, I'm going to be raising money this Christmas, unfortunately, because you know me. I won't quit fighting.
And
I will never admit to something I didn't do.
And you've had to hire an attorney. I'm sure, obviously, you would never go without an attorney dealing with this January 6th committee, this hoax up there, right?
I had to get new attorneys. I had to get a tax attorney. A tax litigator. I had an excellent tax attorney and a very good tax accountant, and I know my taxes are completely on the up and up, but I have to defend that case. I had to hire a different attorney who's, you know, admitted to the bar in D.C. for the purposes of the January 6th committee. I have yet additional attorneys handling in other jurisdictions the various lawsuits filed against me by left-wing nut jobs, by Soros-backed front groups, by disgruntled Democrats furious about my pardon. No, I mean, I'm feeding a whole boatload of lawyers this Christmas. But I have no choice, because if you don't defend yourself, well, you've seen what's happened with Alex Jones. He testified for 18 hours. He turned over, you know, three truckloads of documents, yet a judge ruled that he defaulted because he didn't give them what they wanted. He gave them everything. The evidence in his case just didn't show what they wanted it to show.
Well, you need to back up, because I'm not aware of that, because I'm so busy with the other stuff. I haven't had a chance to follow what's going on with Alex. Are you talking about the January 6th committee? He spent 18 hours.
No, I'm referring to his specific case regarding Sandy Hook.
Okay,
now,
okay.
I don't agree with him, but I think he's got a First Amendment right to say whatever he thinks, no matter how much you and I might disagree with that. That's not a crime to express an unpopular or even a way out opinion. But the Connecticut Supreme Court issued a $25 million default judgment against him as if he had never responded, when in fact he gave them 18 hours of testimony and literally three truckloads of documents. He turned over everything. It just doesn't show what they want it to show. In my case, if I don't enter a defense in the civil suits, they'll get judgments against me. I lost my home, my car, my insurance, my savings. You know, I'm happy to say, thank God, and only by the grace of God, the doctors now say my wife is cancer-free.
Good.
Which is a miracle, just literally a miracle, the fourth miracle in my life, due only to my faith in Jesus Christ, and for the fervent prayer of literally people around the planet praying for my wife. But now, this latest indignity is just, it's almost too much to take. Who attacks a 74-year-old grandmother and says she should be gang-raped by members of the January 6th committee because I refuse to testify and I'm going to invoke my Fifth Amendment right? That's not refusing to cooperate. I have a constitutional right to go there, and I will go before the committee if that's what's required, and I will respond to every question by invoking my Fifth Amendment right, because I've been down this road. They just seek to frame you for some process crime. They seek to find some technicality that they can recommend your prosecution on. January 6th, I wasn't there. I don't know anything about it. I wasn't on the ellipse. I did not march to the Capitol. I wasn't at the Capitol. Yet I have to hire a lawyer to make sure that I don't waive my Fifth Amendment rights by saying, good morning, gentlemen. Is your name Roger Stone? You can't even answer that question, by the way.
Wow.
Every question must be answered with the Fifth Amendment citation, and the language must be precise. Other witnesses who have chosen to invoke their Fifth Amendment rights have spent 4 and 5 hours in front of the committee repeating the same phrase over and over again. And if that's what it takes, that is what I will do.
Are you being serious? People have sat there and said, on the advice of counsel, I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment right, and they can't sit there and say that over and over and over?
That is absolutely correct. That has happened in the cases of at least two other witnesses that I know of, and I imagine that's what they will insist on my doing. I'm happy to go meet with the committee if that's what they require, but if anybody should be investigated, it's committee member Adam Schiff. You remember, he's the one who said he had seen more than circumstantial evidence of Russian collusion. He provided none. He changed the transcript of the conversation between the President of the United States and the President of Ukraine. Why has he not been arrested? He's the criminal. He's the one who should be investigated, not me. Stephanie Murphy, by the way, made millions because her husband owns a franchise and her company does business with the Red Chinese. She's been enriched by the Red Chinese. She's a member of the committee, Congresswoman from Florida.
Dang.
So, you know, it is... It is outrageous that they are allowed to try to destroy your life, allowed to smear you. And I guess, I mean, to me, advocating the violent rape of my wife, that's a hate crime. But I guess the Me Too movement is only for liberal, single, progressive females, not an 84-year-old grandmother and mother of three.
74.
74.
So, Roger, when do you expect to go to Washington, D.C. before the committee live in person?
I believe that could happen as soon as this week. And of course, just going to D.C. is taking my life in my hands. I can't travel like a regular person. I can't go to the gas station or a supermarket or a drugstore. Getting on an airplane is dangerous. I have to have security. Paid security, professional security, costs money. No, I'm not saying this because I want to act important. I have so many death threats. My wife was attacked outside our home last Christmas. You can find the report. We filed it with the Fort Lauderdale police. The left is unhinged in this country. They're the ones who are violent. They're the ones who are unhinged. There was an insurrection in this country in 2020. It was, or I should say, in the last 6 months. It was on November 3rd, 2020. That's when there was an insurrection, not on January 6th. On January 5th, I spoke to two legally permitted rallies, and I exercised my First Amendment right and my right to free assembly and my right to redress the government over grievances. Those are constitutional rights. If you read my subpoena from the January 6th committee, they say they're investigating the activities of January 5th that led to the activities of January 6th. I think they meant preceded. Led to implies that one caused the other. CNN said that when I spoke at a rally on January 5th, and I said that I had an apocalyptic view of America's current struggle, that it was a struggle between dark and light, between good and evil, between the godly and the godless, CNN said that was the incitement of violence. Mm. No, that is a recitation of my view of what's going on in this country.
Right. Right. Roger, your website, stonecoldtruth.com, stonedefensefund.com, both of those have been up on your name the whole time you've been with us. I hope people will go to stonecoldtruth.com. I hope they will help you and your family this Christmas at stonedefensefund.com. And I always appreciate your coming on here and telling us what's going on and allowing us to get the truth out to just let people know about what's happening with you. And I do hope you'll come back after, if you have to go appear in person, I do hope you'll come back and tell us about whatever it is you can tell us about, according to your legal counsel.
I will most definitely do that. And once again, I want to thank Mike Lindell for having the vision to make frankspeech.com into lindelltv.com and creating this incredible platform just for spreading the truth, because the truth will set you free. Just the fact that we have this outlet to tell people what is really going on is just due to the vision of Mike Lindell, who is a great, great patriot, and to you, Brandon, who've always been available to me, not only for a little spiritual counseling, which I have deeply appreciated, but also to help me get on the air and get my message out. So God bless you, and I will let you know what happens at the committee.
Well, you too. God bless you. Stay in touch. We're here to get the truth out for the American people to support you. And there are millions and millions here in America, around the world, that do support you. And thank you for not bending a knee to these folks. And we're asking our audience to continue to pray for you and your wife and family. And we appreciate you, Roger. We really do. And I hope people will go to stonecoldtruth.com and stonedefensefund.com. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, and God bless you. And by the way, I'm sending Logan a new T-shirt for Christmas, one of my new T-shirts.
Awesome. Thank you. I actually folded one of mine that you sent me and put it in my drawer today again. So thank you, Roger.
All right. God bless you. Thanks.
You too, Roger. Roger Stone checking in from stonecoldtruth.com. Pray for Roger Stone and his family, and, of course, visit his websites there that we gave.